Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
That happens a lot. Clubs have signed players up during a year, and then at the end of the year they've traded them because they're out of contract. So you lose a lot of your pull if they're out of contract. So,
but once they're in contract too, you've got to persuade the player to go to that particular club as well.
Yeah, you have to be able to do that.
And that's probably the difficulty of it. Mm. Like in goodwill, generally when you sign a contract, particularly in that year, that, you know, if it's a 3-4 year deal, whatever it may look like, you've pretty much done a contract for you to play at that football club and you think, okay, that's what it is. Then, like 6 months later, to go, see you later, we're going to send you to this club.
Do you think we
there was a classic last year.
Yeah, well,
Adam Treloar.
Well, I guess...
He signed a 5-year contract and they said, see you later.
Well, I guess that's the beauty of the NFL system, is that you can shift players that are in contract.
Do you think in the next decade...
Against their will, you're saying,
In the next decade, do we see the trading officially... Obviously, Treloar is a different kettle of fish, given they had to almost force him out the door. But do you think we ever get to the stage in the next decade where players are just traded against their will?
I think there's going to be some point, whether that's in the next 10, 50 years, I think there'll be a point where after a certain amount of time that player's been at that football club, so whether it's, whether it's after 6 years or 8 years to say, well, if you sign a contract from this point, if you come to a free agent and, this is the contract you've signed, maybe once that contract's been signed, you might be able to trade that player on at some point. But I don't see it happening anytime soon, but I think down the track it will happen.
You've got to have a suitor. You can sign him, but you've got to have someone who actually wants him and prepared to take on that contract. Until that happens, nothing's happening.
But there's plenty of players that have signed big contracts that, and they're long-term contracts that they're on really, really good money and they've probably earned the right to get to that contract. Mm. But then for some reason, a year or two's passed and all of a sudden the money they've been paid, clubs will be questioning whether they should have paid that type of money or done that contract. That's fine, but what would stop a club down the track and if this free, the ability to actually trade players that are in contract to say, well, listen, we're happy to trade this player. And it almost happens now where you salary dump players to get them out. Ooh. But, for instance, and this is hypothetically, please don't, but someone like a Grundy, for instance, that if Geelong had the money and they really wanted the ruckman to say, well, listen, we've got Grundy signed. This is his contract. Will you take over his contract? We're happy to take him to Geelong. They really require a ruckman.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm. You're getting your money and we're getting whatever we want in return.
Mm. You're not going to get the ideal trade for him. But
that
what you're doing is getting money in your cap to be able to do something
else. But that
else.
Is the American system.
Yeah.